You know, I wasn't around last week, so now I get to do a doubler today, right? No. Today I want to talk to you about this water. And, you know, God works a lot through water. And so we're going to talk about this troubling of the water. And some Bibles say that the water was troubled. And there's an old, I think it's an African-American song, I think it's African-American, called Wait on the Water. And I'm going to ask you to maybe sing along with me with it, because we're going to sing the chorus, and some folks are going to sing the verses throughout the sermon. So whenever you hear the chorus, I want you to sing the chorus. And Susan, can you play the chorus for us and teach us that with Andrew? Will you help us to learn the chorus? The chorus. Easy enough, right? Can we sing it again? Let's sing it. You ready? You can sing it with me? And if you feel motivated. All right. We'll sing that about five times, so you'll get used to it. God works not always when the water of life is smooth. He works when the water of life gets troubled. And sometimes God troubles the water. He kind of stirs it up, kind of mixes it. Some people say that in this particular pool in the scriptures today, that an angel would come down and stir the waters. Stir the waters. Oftentimes, God works through the troubling of the waters. Most of the time when the waters calm, it's not so much. It's easy. But when the waters get troubled, God suddenly appears. Who can remember when the waters were troubled? In the very beginning, the water was troubled. The earth was formless void, and the water was on the face of the earth, and it was troubled. And the Holy Spirit came upon the water of the earth, and it was troubled, and God's presence was there, and the Lord was there on the face of the water. And God created out of the water, because it was stirred up to create. A little while later, when the Hebrews got into trouble and they were in captivity in Egypt, they finally got themselves freed by the miracles of God, the plagues and the miracles. And as they came out of Egypt, they came out to the place in the desert by the Red Sea. And the Egyptians were following after them, and we're going to kill them all. And just when it looked like it was going to be the end of the Israelite people, something happened. Can we have our first verse? Can we do this?
The Israelite, God's gonna trouble the water.
God's gonna trouble the water. Can you imagine what it would have been like for the Israelites? Trapped, no place to go, And then all of a sudden, God's breath comes down and troubles the water, and the water just goes up and up and up and up, and dry land appears. And now they're standing on the banks. The Egyptians coming down from behind them. And the only choice they have to survive is to walk in the midst of the water. What would it have been like to be an early Hebrew going through the water, and you're looking up, and for as high as you can see, there's walls of water, and you're walking through on dry land headed for the other side? What might be in your mind? Freedom? Maybe. Maybe that wall's going to collapse on me. And sure enough, when they got through the other side and the Egyptians followed, what happened? God closed the wall of water. And the Egyptians were all drowned in the water on the other side. God saved the people of Israel through the troubling of the water. A little while later, there's a man named Haman. Haman was a general of the opposing army that had kept raiding the Israelite towns. But guess what? Haman came down with leprosy. What's leprosy? Who knows what leprosy is? Flesh-eating disease. Now Haman was dying. But he heard that there was this man, this prophet in Israel, who he could go to. And his king sent him to the prophet. And the prophet said, go down to the Jordan and bathe. And when he said this to Haman, Haman said, aren't there any rivers in my country that are better than this Jordan River? It's nasty, it's muddy, it's troubled. So at first he didn't go. But his servant said to him, you know, you're a strong man, Haman. You're a wise man. Would it hurt you so much to have faith and go try this? And Haman went down and he waded into the Jordan River. And when he came up out of the Jordan River, guess what? He was cured, because God had troubled the water. Many instances of God using water. The one that you heard today is about the pool just outside of the temple. It's at the sheep's gate where they brought all the sheep in. It's a portico. There's five different little areas there, and those who were poor, those who were sick, those who had illnesses, they all went and sat in the portico. Because in the middle of the portico, there was a bath. And it was deep. But there was a legend about that bath. It said that when God troubled the waters, the first one to get there would be healed. Miraculous healing. And you heard the story. The man had been there for 38 years. And every time waiting for this water to be troubled. And every time he went to get into the water, what happened? What happened? Somebody else pushed him out of the way and got in before him, and he could never get to the water to be healed. But he tried for 38 years. But somebody always bumped him out and got there first. Until Jesus came along. And when Jesus came along, he healed the man. Because Jesus is the living water. It's the living one who took the trouble. Who took the trouble. And he healed the man.
Yonder, what do I see? God's a gonna trouble the water. The Holy Ghost a calling on me. Come down and trouble the water.
Sometimes we like things nice and smooth, don't we? We want our waters to be smooth. You know, sometimes when we see miracles in the Bible, it's not on smooth water. Do you remember when Peter decided he was going to walk on the water because he saw Jesus in the water? God was troubling the waters. And as long as Peter had faith in Christ and faith and believed, he could walk upon the troubled waters and not sink. But when he started to have his own thoughts about what was actually happening, guess what happened? Down he went. Down he went. When Jesus is in the boat and the storm comes up, Jesus is kind of casual in the bottom of the boat. Everybody else is going, "Oh my God, we're going to drown." When God had troubled the waters. We want it smooth. We don't want our water troubled, do we? We like to have it nice and smooth. Don't do anything to ruffle the waters. Unless the waters get ruffled, get troubled, you don't find God's presence in it. You want to be healed, you got to find the rough floor. You want to reach out for others, you got to find it in the troubled water. I just want to break into that old song from the Music Man. Oh, we got trouble right here in River City. Because it wasn't in the quaintness of River City that he got anything done. It was when there was trouble. When God troubles the water. And we live in a time when there's some troubles in our water. We live in a time when there's hatred between groups. We live in a time when there's distrust. But we want to keep it nice and smooth. On an individual place, we like it nice and smooth. Tim was saved in the troubles of the water. He didn't go to heaven because he was in the smooth water. He had to go through the rough water to get there. You may have rough, troubled waters in your life. Maybe that's where God's calling you to grow. Maybe that's where God's doing something special with you to help you become better. Trouble. Waters, trouble, churning. guess what? We need to churn our waters here a little bit. We need to become uneasy a little bit with our situation, because God's putting God's finger down and stirring the waters in this church, and God's stirring the waters in our community, because God's going to do wonders here. But he's not going to do wonders on the smooth water. God does wonders when the water churns. How many of you have ponds in your yard? Anybody got ponds in your yard? We got one. You know what I found out? That if there's not enough water being churned up in my pond, a couple things happen. Algae grows, right? And it smothers everything that's in that water. And not enough oxygen gets in there, and the fish die. So that smooth water isn't healthy. That's why God troubles the water. Maybe God's troubling the water in your life right now. Maybe that's the place where you can keep healthy and grow. I want God to trouble my water. I want my water to churn up. Maybe not to, I don't want a tidal wave. I don't want a tsunami. But I don't mind some troubled waters, because I know that I can walk through them with Christ. I know that I'm going to grow with them. I know I'm going to become better because of the troubled waters, because that's what God does. He troubles the water. I think we need to let God trouble the waters. If you can, stand up. We're going to sing the last verse of this song. And when we sing the last verse of this song, let the troubled waters kind of speak to you. You ready? You got to wade into it.
Follow me down to the Jordan stream. God's gonna trouble.